what we've been saying. We're studying the parsha of Emunas Avram. We're raising the question, how did Avram come to the true faith? How did he come to believe in God? Was it on his own? Was it independent? Was it philosophical? We're asking a question about how Avram had an impact on his generation. Did he have arguments? Did he have philosophical debates with them? We begin with the Rambam. The Rambam indicates that Avram Avinu was a youth. He was already asking questions. He lived in a society he was totally surrounded by idol worshippers, including his parents. He himself was involved. But libo meshotet. He knew that this wasn't the answer. He couldn't accept that all the things in the universe were anything but effects in a cause and effect relationship. And therefore he was looking for the ultimate cause. He was looking for one power that could generate and produce the entire universe. When he came to that belief, the Rambam says he was 40 years old. And once having arrived at that belief, Avram Avinu said, this is the one God, he's the power behind everything, he's the manhig, he has to be worshipped, to him we have to pray, to him we have to bow, and idol worship is all false. And then says the Rambam, Avram Avinu engaged the people of his generation in debates. He fought against them. He battled against them. He became a public figure. At some point or another, he was in a very precarious situation. His life was in jeopardy. God did a miracle. He escaped from Ur Kasdan. He went to Haran. There too he professed his belief in one God. But the Rambam emphasizes that the entire process of Avraham Avinu coming to believe in one cause of all causes, in one God, which is a process that started in his youth that terminated when he was 40, Ein lo, says the Rambam, Ein lo melamed, lo hayo melamed velo modia. There was no one to teach him. We raise the question, what's the source for this Rambam? The two sources which the Avodas HaMelech quotes, a Medrash in Lech Lecha and a Medrash in Chayisar, both seem to indicate, against the Rambam, that Avraham Avinu was not working on his own, independent of revelation. In the case of the Medrash in Lech Lecha, the Mashal of the Bira, Hitzitz Olav Bala Bira. Avraham Avinu was searching, he was inquiring, he was investigating, but at the end of the day, Hitzitz Olav Bala Bira, Kadosh Baruch Hu peeks out from behind the bira and reveals himself. This doesn't seem to be a source for the Rambam. On the contrary, it seems to be problematic. The Rambam says, Eilo Modia. And here it's Hitzitz Olav Bala Bira. So based on an analysis of this Medrash, we try to reconcile the Rambam with this Medrash. The Medrash is asking a different question. If there's one God, if he's in control, if he's the manik, how is it that evil reigns supreme with a free hand? The bira is burning. Paris is burning. And the answer is that for that, Avraham Avinu needed a divine revelation. He needed that support to maintain his thesis that not only is God the creator and the cause of all causes, but he's the manik. He's involved, as we say in the Ani Mamins. He's involved in this world. There's divine providence. He's not up there in the seventh zvul, completely detached from human happenings, human history. He sits all of Balabira, and God says to him, you know, Avram, without you being able to, you're a human being, you're limited, you're finite, you can't figure out my Tzuris Hanhaga. We looked at a second possibility, the Medrash in Chayisara. That seems to be a source for the Rambam because the Medrash starts with Rav Shimon's statement, Lo limdo, lo rav, lo hayolo, lo avlo limdo, rav lo hayolo. But then the Medrash continues and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zimein lo shtei kil Yosef, kimin shnei rabbanim. That God organized his kidneys as if they were two rabbanim. That seems to clearly indicate that there was a divine revelation to Avraham Avinu. He couldn't have come to it on his own, against the Rambam. But once again, to reconcile the Medrash with the Rambam, we suggested that perhaps there's no contradiction. The Medrash is dealing with Torah. The Rambam is dealing with belief in God, the basic emunah, the faith in one God. Torah was a long process. Once Avraham Avinu, bless you, came to believe in one God on his own, how would he understand Torah? How would he perceive Torah concepts? Chazal claimed that Avraham Avinu observed the entire Torah before it was given. How did that happen? And that's where the Medrash comes up with Zimein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtei Kil Yosav Kishnei Rabbanim. Whether or not the Medrash means, Rav Shimon means to say that there was an external divine teaching, a voice from heaven that gave him a revelation of the Torah, or more likely, the Kil Yosav represents some inner process that starts from the very being of Avram, from his very essence. That's how Avram is able to clear, to discern the truth from falsehood. In the process of understanding the Torah and its wisdom, the Klaios are there to purify and to refine. But perhaps there's another Medrash. This time the Avodas HaMelech doesn't help us, but Rabbeinu Bechai helps us. And this is on page 2. Rabbeinu Bechai had access to Midrashim that we do not have. And he quotes a Medrash that describes the entire process of Avraham Avinu's attainment of faith. According to the Medrash of Rabbeinu Bechai, Hirher Avraham Beliba. Again, I'm not going to go through the entire Medrash with you. I'm just going to focus on a few parts of the Medrash, the highlights, what I consider the highlights of this Medrash. And the Medrash says, Hirher Avraham Beliba. Do you find it? It's about 10 lines down. No, less. Maybe 8, 9 lines down. The first word in the line is Shalosh Shanim. Hirher Avraham Beliba Mi Bara Shamayim Va'aretz V'osi. Who created the heavens and the earth and myself? It sounds like Avraham Avinu is arriving at his faith through some intellectual comprehension or conception without any help from the outside. However, according to this Medrash, Avraham Avinu is seeking the Creator. Mi bara shamayim v'aretz v'osi. So first Avraham looks at the sun. The sun is a very powerful force on earth, and many idol worshippers believed in the power of the sun. His palko ayom kulo l'shemesh. You remember that the Rambam had said v'hu oved imayim, that Avraham Avinu was also worshipping idols. In this case, he was worshipping the sun. But kol ayom kulo, that's during the daylight hours. Ula erev, what happens at night? Shaka chama b'mayra. The sun sets in the west. V'zarcha levana b'mizrach. Nu, Avraham Avinu figures the sun is out of the picture now. K'shara yareach v'kochavim, sviva yareach, omar zeu shebar shamayim v'aretz v'osi. Now he identifies the moon as the power of creation. And the stars, sora v'avodav. They are the officers and the servants of the God, in this case the moon. So Omed kol alayla b'tfilo liyareach. Now he does his night shift and he's worshipping the moon. Leboker, when the sun arises, shaka yareach. The stars disappear, I mean the moon disappears. V'zarch HaShemesh b'mizrach. He's confused, he's perplexed. Omar, he declares, Ein viad eluko. Neither of these, neither the sun, the moon, the stars, have any power. But rather, Adon yesh aleihem. There must be a master above them, who's greater than them. Elov espalo, I will pray to him. V'elov eshtachaveh, and I will bow to him. Once again, Avram is working on his own. Here, Avram believer. He's asking the questions and he's arriving at the conclusions. But there's a slight difference. Because whereas the Rambam is talking about the manhig, who is organizing the earth, who's controlling it, the Medrash quoted here by Rabbeinu Bechai is asking a different question. Avraham Avinu is looking, he's seeking to find the Creator. According to the Rambam, and here I want to get back to your question, Chaim, what are the prepositions, what are the premises that Avraham Avinu is working with? And I believe we can identify, according to the Rambam, three different premises. Number one, the logical rule of cause and effect. Every effect has to be preceded by a cause. Number two, the stars and the spheres are moving. There must be one power, one great power, that's unique, that's individual, that is responsible for the movement of all these spheres. This power has to exist separate from the universe itself. And the third premise, the third preposition of Avraham Avinu, is that let's identify this great power, the cause of all causes, as God Himself. He is the Creator, He is the mind, and He controls the universe. He's the cause of all causes. So if you look at the Rambam carefully, the concept of God as Creator is at the end of the process. That's the finale. That's the last point. According to the Medrash of Rabbeinu Bechai, on the other hand, Avram discovers a concept, a religious concept, based on four premises. The first of which, there's a Creator who's responsible for the production, the existence of everything in the world. Number two, this Creator is one. Just as there's unity in the universe forms one sort of whole, so too there's unity in the Creator. There's no plurality. Number three, the Creator is responsible for everything and is infinite. He's omnipotent. There's no limit to His power or His control. Therefore, it's impossible that the Son would be God, because God, by definition, is infinite. And the sun goes down at night. Can't be the moon that disappears in the morning. So since there are certain periods of time in which neither the sun nor the moon have any control, they cannot, neither one of them can serve as the controller of the universe. And this leads Avram to his fourth premise, his fourth preposition. That there's one God, one power, who's separate from the universe, He's unified, He's unique, and it is appropriate to serve Him through prayer and bowing, and no other being on earth. So in a sense, this Medrash of Rabbeinu Bechai, although it may be to some extent the source for the Rambam, because the Medrash is assuming that Avraham Avinu comes to belief in God on his own, nevertheless, in the Medrash, as opposed to the Rambam, Avraham Avinu's search begins with a search for the Creator. Everything revolves around the Creator. In any event, the question is, at what point in his life did Avraham come to this emunah? And maybe with this we'll conclude our discussion. The Gemara Nedarim, which is on the bottom of your page 2, Omar Av Ami Bar Abba Ben Shalosh Shonim Hikir Avram is Boro. And Rabbi Ami comes to this conclusion based on a calculation, based on what we call a gematria. Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. The Torah says that Avram is chosen by God because of Ekev. Ekev is 172. How old was Avram when he perished, when he died? 174. So for 172 years, Avram listened to the voice of God. He observed the divine belief. If he died at the age of 175, and for 173 years, out of those 175, he observed God's will, then he must have been three when he believed in God. The Rambam seems to indicate that he was 40 when he believed in God. So if you take a look on page 1, that goes by Maimonios, in Os Aleph, says, Hine nuchal l'kayim gam divrei Reish Lakish di or ben shalosh shanim haya. Even though the Rambam says that he was 40 when he came to believe in God, we can still nevertheless accept the opinion that he was only 3 when he came to believe in God. And how is that so? So if you take a look in Os Beis, the Agos Maimonios comes to reconcile within the frame of reference of the Rambam both opinions. One opinion that Avraham Avinu was 3, and there's a second opinion which is quoted in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noach. Take a look at the bottom of page 2. Rabbi Levi b'shem Reish Lakish ben Sholosh shonim hikir Avraham is boro. Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yochanan shavayit diamin ben arboim shana. He was 40, or maybe 48 according to one Gersa. Says that goes my money is in Os Beis, that although the Rambam starts with Reish Lakish, namely he was 3, he concludes with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Hanina that he was 40 or 48. How so? How can it be that we can reconcile both? Says that goes for Maimonios. He began the process when he was 3. Already at the tender age of 3, Avraham Avinu is questioning. If you take a look at the Ravid, in Asogas HaRavid, again on page 1, this is in the small print, at the end of that paragraph, 3 lines above, Omar Avram, the Ravid says, Yesh Agod, according to one day in the Agod, Ben Sholosh Shonin. But how is that possible? Then the Ravid's going to ask our other question about Shem Ve'ever, what were they busy doing all this time? So if you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, which is also on page 1, he quotes the Ravid, and he says, Efshar l'kayim zeh v'zeh. We can reconcile both opinions as to whether Avraham was 3 or he was 40 or 48. Deben shol shonim oyek shehischil, when he began the process, lachshov u'lishotet v'vachshavto, wahakir is bora. He questioned the idol worshippers. He thought that they were off base. He began searching and investigating and questioning. However, at what point did he come to a complete realization? At what point was he absolutely convinced? Alok Shahaya ben Arboim Hishlim Lahakiro. He came to a complete understanding and faith in Almighty God. So both opinions in the Medrash are correct. On the one hand, at 3, Avraham Avinu began the process. He began his analysis, his investigation. He dissected ideas and analyzed them. He had this strong intuition, this feeling that something's wrong. But until the age of 40, he was still unsure. He developed, over the course of 37 years, a logical structure, premises, and conclusions, until finally, at the age of 40, he arrived at a complete clarification, an absolute acceptance, a Kabbalah Pnimit, an inner acceptance of the faith in God. Therefore, I would say that the Rambam accomplishes 2 goals. Number 1, in answering the question at what age Avraham Avinu came to faith in God, he reconciles the 2 opinions in the Medrash. They're both right, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And number 2, the Rambam has set the stage for Avraham Avinu to reach out to others, to now, at the age of 40, begin this process of debating, of destroying the idols, of arguing against the idol worshippers. How could you believe that this piece of wood that's definitely an effect is a cause? It can't be a cause. It doesn't have any control. It doesn't have ears to listen or eyes to see. And the whole story, which is indicated in the Medrash, which I quoted for you here on the bottom of page 2, and Rashi quotes it at the end of Parshas Noach, that Avraham Avinu destroyed the idols. But we're going to see in many different midrashim, he didn't just destroy the idols, but he engaged the idol worshippers in debates, philosophical disputations, as the Rambam said in Hilchas Akum, that he began to engage the people in debates. V'yada v'hischil kevan shehikir, which I would interpret now in the light of the Kesef Mishnah, now that Avram at the age of 40 came to a full realization, absolute knowledge of the truth, then hischil, he began his ministry, Hischil Hashiv Chuvos al Bnei Ur Kazdim Velaruch Din Imohem, to prove to them that they didn't have the true path. Okay, I'll stop now if there are any questions. Again, we still didn't get to finish this, but at least we got to one.